After being postponed last week, school was supposed to start in the Ferguson-Florissant School District this morning. But that didn't happen. The district announced late last night that school was once again canceled because of ongoing unrest in Ferguson. Riverview Gardens and Jennings also canceled classes today because of safety concerns. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd spent some time in Ferguson this morning to get a feel for how parents and children are handling yet another delay to the school year.
Bobby Lee Brown, no relation to Michael Brown, is walking along Canfield Drive. The tall man with a full beard has his hand on the back of his son, Donovan. Brown's off of work today and planned on taking Donovan to his first day as a fifth grader at Robin Wood Elementary School.
This morning, he didn't understand why there wasn't any school. You know, they canceled school. So, you know, I just had to, you know, bring him and sit him down in front of the TV and tell him to look at the news and kind of, you know, let him know what's going on.
Brown says he and his son had planned to help with cleanup efforts, but by around 8:30 this morning, most of that work had been done. So he decided it would be a good experience for his young African-American son to see where Michael Brown was shot by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the Canfield Green apartment complex. Donovan says he had butterflies in his stomach as he approached the stuffed animals and signs that make up a small memorial for Brown in the center of the street.
I just don't know why it happened. And that's kind of wrong. Just coming up here and looking at
attention,
the hands.
Police, judges, military, the FBI.
A woman with a bullhorn walks by, shouting at a couple of FBI agents canvassing the complex for witnesses to Brown's fatal police shooting.
Does that make you a little bit nervous, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. This morning, gospel was in the air at the burnt-out remains of the Quick Trip just around the corner.
What about your shoes?
Volunteers are almost finished cleaning up after yet another night of violent clashes between police and protesters. This is where I met Daryl Bryant Sr. and his son, Daryl Jr. The two are wearing matching sunglasses, a little fun on a somber day.
I try to teach him not to tear it up and pick up a broom, try to help out.
And Daryl Jr. says he was pretty bummed out this morning.
Because I wanted to go to school, because school is fine.
Bryant Sr. says it's important for his son to see this, to see the consequences of the past few days, to tell his African-American son that there's reason to be angry, but that looting is not the right way to express that anger. There's another lesson he wants to teach Daryl Jr., that police have families too.
They still want to go home and see their kids.
A couple of miles away, it's quiet at Ferguson Middle School. Lisa Chabot just finished picking up signs that she and other volunteers placed in the front of the school to welcome back students this morning.
The positives, the community has rallied together to try to welcome these kids back to school. We were picking up signs that the community has been making for the last several days. For the community to open their arms like that and give those kids a hug and say it's going to be okay, that's been uplifting. That's been one of the things that's helped me the last few days.
Her husband, Rob Chabot, sits on the Ferguson Florissant School Board. They have two children in the district, one in middle school and one in high school. The Chabots live about a mile from the protest, and she says the past few days have been exhausting.
I want our kids to get back to normal. My kids want to get back to normal. This is tearing our community up.
But as the National Guard rolls into Ferguson, administrators for the Ferguson-Florissant School District will once again be up late, waiting to see when they'll feel it safe to start school this year. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.